governments, usually everybody is kind of distasteful.
Irish government minister now.
You are and the subjects that you're dealing with. And just listen to online media reporting. It's becoming very much now the fashion, as you know, at this moment of time. There is one that I'm involved in myself called Essentially Ireland. It's a kind of collaboration between Boston College and the universities and RT, and it's going very well at the moment. Basically what it's doing is all of the events that were happening 100 years ago, they're now online so that people can live through that period of time 100 years ago as they happened then, back then. So it's a great source for not only for general public but also for people doing research, and obviously for Leaving Cert students and university students that are doing exams and so on. So that's quite useful. Just, you know, all you have to do is Google Essentially Ireland and you'll get into it. I mentioned what's happening 100 years ago. An extraordinary group of women came together just last week, 100 years ago, and formed Cumann na mBan. Some of you may be aware of this. And when you look at them, who they were, where they came from, just quite extraordinary why they decided to form a whole movement of women at that time to be allies to the volunteer movement that was set up in November of 1913. And people like Agnes O'Farley, Ginny Wise-Powell, Kathleen Clark, and Elizabeth Farrell, all of these women were quite extraordinary, I must say. I suppose I studied them because we were commemorating their establishment, but they're certainly worth for the study, I think. And Mary McAuliffe, Dr. Mary McAuliffe, who's from, as you know, North Kerry, Mary's organised a very successful conference looking at various aspects of the personalities involved and why they did what they did and why they set up Cumann na mBan at that particular time and how they influenced, I suppose, that whole period from 1916 onwards. There were 200 actually women involved, Cumann na mBan members involved in these rising, and they did all the courier services, I suppose, taking messages. They provided the medical backup service and all the rest. And it was Elizabeth Farrell who took the surrender, as you know, to General Lowe. She's excluded there in that photograph with Paddock Pierce, but she played a critical role in it. So back then, women were beginning to, I suppose, assert themselves. And that kind of, the whole movement came from Anne Parnell, who, when in the Home Rule period or the Land War period, when the men were put in jail, the women took over at that particular time. And then another movement was set up by Mar Gunn in the Inherden, and then they all came together to form Cumann na mBan. So it's, I suppose, a coincidence that this event is happening nearly 100 years after Cumann na mBan were founded back then. As I say, an extraordinary group of women. And just to say, I was here last year at the opening of it, and when Joan and Deirdre mentioned this a year ago, this would be a great idea, and it certainly was, and there's great credit due to both of you for starting it off. I know you have great allies in Anne Cummins, and it's great to have a connection like Katie Hannon, right in the centre of power of the media in this country, of course, and who is really a committed North Kerry woman, I must say, and always was, and always will be, no doubt. she had great times here in Ballybunion, no doubt. And just to say, and having someone like Mary now, and that great connection with UL as well, is really...
UL is University of Limerick.
So Ballybunion, I think, is ideal for something like this because there are no great distractions this time of the year here either. And when people come here, they can listen and they can learn, no doubt, and also think. And I'm sure that many new ideas are coming out of this weekend itself. And just, it's great to have someone like Mary Mulcallaghan. I was last week when somebody was mentioning about the IFTAs and the great show it was. I said, well, I said, why not just...
Mary Mulcallaghan is a very big Irish television presenter.
So it's great that
top of the tree.
Would Mary, that you would give your time to be down here. I was doing a charity event involved in it before Christmas. It was really some of our great diaspora musicians that are living outside of Kerry. We brought them together in Sheam Satir, and I asked Marion to come down, and she came down that evening, went back that night, and she was on radio the following morning. But to have someone to do that, that takes a lot of doing. So, and the fact that you're here last night, and I'm sorry I missed, I heard you're a great singer, and that's another aspect of it.
Both Katie Hannon and Miriam O'Callaghan sang last night.
As you know, Miriam's father is from back near Castle Island, so, and she keeps that connection, and she's very proud to have that connection with Kerry. So, look, I think this is a great idea. I've been, I suppose, constantly, especially when you're a minister, I suppose, you're being, I suppose, under, I suppose, continuously scrutiny by the media, and that's the way it should be. I think the most important thing with media is balance and fairness, and I think that's the most important, and that, you know, journalists and people in the media generally would, you know, be aware of their huge responsibility, which they have, because they influence public opinion so much, to keep that balance. I think that is really so important. And responsibility, and in a democracy, in a functional democracy, you have to have media, you have to have people who are courageous, you have to have people who ask serious questions, otherwise a democracy won't work. And that's why the media has such a critical role to play in a functional democracy. People have a right to protest in a democracy, they have a right to say what they want to say, journalists have a right to report, provided that balance is there. When you look at what's happening in a place like Russia, even at this moment of time, when Mr. Putin can decide what kind of media goes out and it's controlled and all the rest, I think then you look at what we have. And I think generally speaking, like, we have a very good democracy in this country. At times, like in all democracies, it can be abused, maybe. But generally speaking, and I've said this over the years, when I was ever invited into schools to give a talk, and I spend most of my time in opposition, but I certainly would be, I suppose, very upfront with the class and saying we have a very good democracy in this country, we have very important freedoms that they haven't in other countries, and fair enough, that can be abused occasionally, but generally speaking, because of the media in this country, because, I suppose, the controls we have, generally speaking, that it's functioning very well. So an occasion like this can help, I suppose, take an overview, take a critical overview of what's happening in the media. Just to say, as regards women in the media, I've said this, I said here this year, last year, certainly my experience with women reporters, especially political reporters, I must say I've always found them very balanced, always, and fair, let me say. So I think that's really very important, that we would have, you know, maybe more women reporting on the media. And women as well, I think generally speaking, female journalists, maybe they have a way of getting more information too from, I suppose, the male people. No, that's some kind of influence, like Deirdre here, over the years. We've had a very good relationship. but it's so important that there are more women and that they're facilitated. Just recently here in Kerry as well, a group of women came together and set up a writers' network. Kerry, I suppose, you know, it's a great place for writers, but maybe in the past, women weren't encouraged as much as they should. I met Amy Conroy up in the Tyrone Guthrie Centre, and Amy is, you know, one of our, I suppose, at this stage, one of our most successful dramatists now in this country. Many of you may have seen I Heart Alice, Heart I, which is a huge success all over the world now. And I was saying to Amy that she wouldn't be that well known in Kerry, and maybe that's because she's a woman. If it was a male dramatist, I'm sure there'd be open lights. but so we got together anyway, a group of women writers, and some of you may be here, and as a result of that, the women took it on and they've set up a network now. They launched that network. They have 80 writers, and we're going to do, I'm going to help them do a women's anthology, just of Kerry writers, women writers, just to boost their presence here in the county. So anyway, congratulations again, Joan. This is really tremendous, and it's gone from strength to strength. And Joan was telling me that she has arrangements made already for next year.
That was Jimmy Deanahan, Minister for Arts, Tourism and Leisure in Ireland, speaking at the Women in Media Conference, Women in Media Ballybunion, celebratory weekend.